Hey, this is Morgan Pratt with the JMAC for Congress campaign. If you're listening to this podcast, sounds like you like JMAC. You can find out more about him by going to his Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or YouTube channel. Please remember to subscribe and rate us. Now coming up, more JMAC.
Hello and welcome into another edition of the JMAC podcast. So glad that you are with us today as a Willy Wonka moment happened over the last couple of days, something that I've been watching and I wanted to talk about and bring to you. I'm sure you saw it. What is a Willy Wonka moment? It's a moment when a good deed shines forth.
So shines a good deed in a weary world.
It is a weary world, a world that I've been talking about for almost 20 years on the radio, a world where we have started to separate ourselves into groups instead of realizing that we are stronger together as Americans and that we shouldn't let differences separate us, that we should respect each other in our differences, that part of being a patriot is viewing all Americans as great. And I've shared with you how several years ago, the idea started to creep into our society that you're only a great American if you agree with me, if you agree with my philosophies on government. And if you're not, if you don't agree with me on these things, then you must be dumb, or you must have ulterior motives, or you must hate America. And this just simply is not true. I just keep driving home to everybody that the core of representation is the belief that there will be differing ideas and that people can send people to Washington to represent those varying ideas. And one of the things that I've shared over and over again is my core belief that I believe that decisions and ideas that come from disagreement are infinitely better and of more value than ideas that come from one side ruling the roost. That there is a centering effect that comes from disagreement. And it's something that we should not be trying to avoid. It is something that we should cherish. Understanding that combining the beliefs of everybody is what steers this ship called the American experiment. That when you have a strong pull from the left and a strong pull from the right, that centers the ship. It keeps everything on track. So what was it that happened this week that really drove this home for me? What was the Willy Wonka moment? Well, it was when I was watching the Dallas Cowboys play the Packers. And you might be wondering, JMAC, what happened during a football game that possibly could make you have a Willy Wonka moment? Well, it wasn't something that happened during the game per se, but they were showing on the cameras that Ellen DeGeneres was up there in the owner's booth with Jerry Jones and with former President George Bush. And while this was happening, people were tweeting out what a terrible thing it was for Ellen to be sitting with people with an anti-gay Republican former president, and what a terrible, terrible example this was for everybody else. And this went on throughout the game, and it caused such a ruckus that we saw news stories about it. And finally, Ellen DeGeneres decided to step forward and express her viewpoints on this in a monologue. Her monologue is the Willy Wonka moment.
But during the game, they showed a shot of George and me laughing together. And so people were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? Didn't even notice I'm holding the brand new iPhone 11. And but a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. And but here's one tweet that I loved. This person says, Ellen and George Bush together makes me have faith in America again. And exactly. Here's here's the thing. I'm friends with George Bush. In fact, I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. For instance, I wish people wouldn't wear fur. I don't like it, but I'm friends with people who wear fur. And I'm friends with people who are furry, as a matter of fact. I have friends who should tweeze more. And I have... But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Powerful. Be kind to everybody, not just those with whom you disagree. It's kind of like, I don't know, the commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself. Does that mean only love thy neighbor when they agree with you? And this is a dangerous, dangerous philosophy that has worked its way into the core of our society, that we should all be segregating ourselves into these groups and not associating with people who disagree with us and not doing business with people who disagree with us. It's got to stop. And so I just personally wanted to thank Ellen DeGeneres for her courage to stand up against the critics and to point out that we are on the wrong path, that we need to get back to a place where we respect and love each other in our differences, not just because we view things the same. It's so dangerous, and I believe that it will be the end of this experiment that we call representation, that we call America, if we continue down this road where disagreement divides us to such a horrible degree. So thank you once again to Ellen DeGeneres for the Willy Wonka moment of the week.
Thanks for listening to the JMAC podcast. If you'd like to donate to JMAC for Congress, you can go to jmacforutah.com. That's jmacforutah.com.